So we see that how this supporting characters of the Rama Leela, they put a very significant participation that is also very ideal to establish the human world. It is universally applicable that we saw yesterday. But how we have to apply in our lives? This has been described by the exemplifications of the character of Sita, Lakshmana, so there was one is telling Maharaj Parikshit in the ninth canto. Okay, Parikshit, the transcendental activities of Lord Ramachandra has been described by great saintly persons who have seen the truth. Because you have heard again and again about Lord Ramachandra, the husband of Mother Sita, I shall describe those activities only in brief. Please listen. Prabhupada says in Prabhupada, which is important, modern rakshasas posing as educationally advanced merely because they have the doctorates have tried to prove that Lord Ramachandra is not the supreme personality of Godhead but an ordinary person. But those who are learned and spiritually advanced will never accept such notions. They will accept the descriptions of Lord Ramachandra and his activities only as presented by the Tattva-darshis. For those who know the absolute truth, in Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead advises that with the Pranamaya, or Ekshensi, or Upadeshi, the Gyanamayana, just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master, inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The center realized soul can impart knowledge to you because he has seen the truth. Unless one is Tattva-darshi in complete knowledge of that sort of truth, one cannot describe the activities of personality of God. Therefore, although there are many so-called Ramayanas or histories of Ramachandra's activities, some of them are not actually authoritative. Sometimes Lord Ramachandra's activities are described in terms of one's own imagination, speculations, or material sentiments. But the characteristics of Lord Ramachandra should not be handled as something imaginary. While describing the history of Lord Ramachandra, Sukadeva Swami called Maharaj Parikshit, you have already heard about the activities of Lord Ramachandra. Apparently, therefore, 5,000 years ago, there were many Ramayanas on histories of Lord Ramachandra's activities. And there are many still. But we must select only those books which are written by Tattva-darshi, not the books of so-called scholars who claim knowledge only on the basis of doctorate. This is a warning by Sukadeva Swami, Rishi Bihi, Tattva-darshi Bihi, author the Ramayana, composed by Valmiki, is a huge literature. The same activities are summarized here by Sukadeva Swami in few verses. So, this is our parameter to understand how Lord Ramachandra is performing the leela, and the such leelas are supported by his intimate associates who are personified Akramaya energies. We will see the examples of some of the characters which are very astounding for ideal grasper. Yesterday we touched upon the first and foremost beauty of an ideal grasper. must listen through the Manakaya channels. That is his first and foremost duty. But there it is saying that he has to conduct his prescribed duties to family, friends, society, etc. in a very expert way, but in some very details. Very expertly, but in some very details. This is the function of the marginal energy. Marginal, jiva. Jiva is the marginal energy. But when jiva is conversant with the absolute truth, he can lead an ideal life. So he can execute the external duties without much disturbance. In that relation, he has to listen to everybody's opinion, but he has to confer with his spiritual master, so he will remain on the track. In this way, Lord Ramchandra is such acting, just to keep promise given by his father to his mother, Kaikeyi, he accepted dwelling in the forest. That is the sign of the judgment. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has to show the example of detachment. On the contrary, the sensitive fire lives in the house for the sake of sensing words. Becomes more and more attached and entangled and messes up his life and doesn't gain peace and prosperity either. One works so hard, obsessively, that he can become so much entangled, but yet because of the result that he is achieving in material accumulation and sensitification and all, he becomes bored and he doesn't realize the purpose of life. He misses the point. Man in the ideal life, there is a point of idealism. It must be established first, at least with the help of one's spiritual master. So one must inquire whether his entanglement in the material activity is well calculated or not. So when an opportune time comes, he becomes detached. Now here, so there was Swami is telling that you must have heard so many times the pastimes of the world. We have a proverb in Gujarat that Kathasunishi Punya Dan Toyanai Brahmantra. We go, we cultivate a habit of listening to Kathas. As an entertainment industry. And our eardrums are populated by such bombardment. One is going on right now in the dark. I will tell you what I heard yesterday. The bombardment will penetrate the ear and will populate your eardrums. But yet, the moment of the absolute truth is never going to change. Because it has become another method of sanctification. A religious sanctification. So there was what he wants. You must have heard so many times. I'm not going to waste your time. You have got only 7 the fifth day, he's speaking. Right? In the night, because three more days are waiting, and he has to fix in day and half. So he said, I'm not going to tell you the whole reading, and he must have heard it so many times. But let's put up the concentrated effort on the actual belief to be understood and the transcendental reference. So, without wasting much time, we have to understand the purpose. The purpose is to establish and be released. Purpose is to follow. Yet the Rajan, this is the epitome. Ramchandra became so ideal in such character, expression, behavior, that everybody has to follow. Now, some of the words we will see later on that is a subject matter of tomorrow, that how Ramchandra has ruled for 11,000 years. He was fearing them. We'll touch upon that. Let me just give you. He was fearing the public opinion. How do we have to manage the whole society if we do not fear? Because there will be some inconvenience to execute the purpose of the ocean life. The projector. That is the real fear. One should not deviate for the ideal that one is establishing. But he is fearing for others' sake. Therefore, Sita was banned. Lakshman was banned. Everybody. Ramchandra became helpless. Strong in his vows to keep a whole hand. Okay, your time is up. It's at the most dear to his heart, and those who have served him so faithfully, yet he has to do these actions. What is the purpose? Ideas. Because of the glorification of chastity will be there. Glorification of chastity. Sita's chastity has been nobody can compare. So this is just an example. We'll touch on that subject matter tomorrow. So we see here, one point is coming across, that how do we have to hear? We have to hear with correct attention on the actual purpose of this kata. We'll go to another verse for those people who are unable to understand.
Just slip through all the way.
Okay. Thank you. Those who are unable to understand this purpose. Sukadeva Goswami once said,
yeah.
became furious that he wanted to cross over Lanka and summon if he doesn't appear and give him way, he will dry off the water. So, out of that fear, the personality of Osa appeared and he is praying. He said, all pervading Supreme Person, we are dull-minded and did not understand who you are. But now we understand that you are the Supreme Person, the master of entire universe, the unchanging and original personality of Godhead. The demigods are impatient with the mode of goodness, and the Prajapatis with the mode of passion, and the Lord of hosts with the mode of ignorance. But you are the master of all these three qualities. Means people who are simply resting on the three modes of material nature, means materialists. Those who are materialists, they will not understand this intricate message by performance of Siva. That is for Jaradhyaya. Jaradhyaya means dull-minded. The intelligence is not sharp. It is totally jada means dead. The intelligence that is required to understand the purpose of the Lord's advent is transcendental in nature. And one has to obtain it by desire to serve the Lord. Tesham satta yuktanam bhajatam kritikurukam tadami buddhi yogam kamiyet mamuvayam. To those who are endeavoring with love and devotion continuously, to them I give the required intelligence by which they will be able to approach me. So, those who want to understand the activities of Lord Ramachandra in the material perception, with material sentiments, with three modes of material nature, then they will not be able to understand him. They will fail. They will not get the message across. They will not be able to uplift their life or idealism that they are supposed to. So, this particular aspect is guided by the spiritual master. For example, Sukadeva Goswami is telling in the 11th verse that when Lord Ramchandra entered the forest and Lakshman was also absent, the worst of the rakshas, Ravan, kidnapped Sita Devi, the daughter of King of Videha, just as a tiger sees his unprotected sheep when the shepherd is absent. Then Lord Ramchandra wandered in the forest with his brother Lakshman, as if very much distressed due to separation from his wife. Thus, he showed by his personal example the condition of a person in his true home. It's called Stri Sanginam Gati Iti. In this verse, Sri Prabhupada says, Stri Sanginam Gati Iti indicates the condition of a person attached to women was shown by the Lord Himself. According to moral instruction, it is said, Grahe Nari Vivate. When one goes on tour, one should not bring his wife. Formerly, men used to travel without conveyances, but still, as far as possible, when one leaves home, one should not take his wife with him, especially if one is in such a condition as Lord Ramchandra, when banished by the order of his father. Whether in the forest or at home, if one is attached to women, This attachment is always troublesome. As shown by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and by his personal example. Of course, this is the material side of Sri Sangeet. But in situation of Lord Ramchandra, it is spiritual. For he does not belong to the material world. Narayana is beyond the material creation. Because he is a creator of the material world, he is not subject to the conditions of this material world. The separation of Lord Ramchandra from Sita is spiritually understood as vipralamba. It is an activity of Lalini potency. Here, the Lalini potency personified is Sita Devi. This Lalini potency is the Supreme Personality. God had belonging to Sringara Ras. The mellow of conjugal love is set in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead had all the dealings of love, displaying the symptoms called Sattviki Sanchari, Vilap, Mritsha, and Ummada. When we set descriptions in Katha terms, even the Kathakar shed tears and made others cry. But these tears are not transcendental. So how is it that one can perceive the real purport of this Leela? It is impossible. For example, such flaws in hearing such kathas can be evidently, you know, picked up. But those who are awake, those who want to know the absolute truth, it cannot create a controversy or contradictions. In katha, some description of initiation came. The Guru gave a Vadas Akshar Mantra, which is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, 12 syllables. But he corrected something like saying that, oh, it is not meant for Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. Of course. But it was meant for all pervading aspect of unmanifest. That's the Vasudeva. Now, why is a controversy? In this exception, we understand when Krishna says, Bhagnam Janmanam Te Gyanava Mahaprabhadhe Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sarvahatma Sudhu. Krishna puts conclusively telling that Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Is there anything besides Vasudeva that is greater and to be contemplated? If you worship Vasudeva, but no. They think the Supreme Absolute Truth is impersonal without any form or quality. Therefore, they give importance to other meanings as predominant. And they easily take the mistake that the Supreme Lord has adventured himself into material conception. So he is subjected to that. And that's why such leelas are being performed with sentiments of materialism. Modes of materialism. Therefore, we become in tune with Katha. The Katha is material, we are also. So there is no spirituality. Then what is the purpose of idealism? No liberation. It fails the these others. So, in this way, Krishna is fulfilling the desire of even the atheists and impersonalists to make them think what they think is true, and then prosper but under the fake hallucination and the fake situation, the hallucination situation. It does not go to the purpose of the katha or for the purpose it is being told. Sukadeva Goswami is telling Ramayana to Parikshit Maharaj to free him to support the freedom from the Trimosa of Tibet. So, in this way, we can go further. But we can see another verse of important instructions in the idealism, in the purpose to listen to the katha. Sukadeva Swami is telling in verse number 20 that Angad and other commanders of the soldier of Ramchandra face the elephants in the, when this war is going on, this description comes. Face the elephants, infantry, horses and chariots of the enemy and hurdle against them big trees, mountain peaks, clubs and arrows. Thus the soldiers of Lord Ramchandra killed Ravana's soldiers, who lost all good fortune because of Ravana has been condemned by the anger of Mother Sita. Prabhupada picks up this particular point and makes us understand the soldiers of Lord Ramchandra recruited in the jungles were all monkeys and did not have proper equipment with which to fight the soldiers of Rava. For our soldiers were equipped with the weapons of modern warfare, whereas the monkeys could only throw stones, mountain peaks and trees. It was only Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman who shot some arrows. Others didn't have anything. Right? But because the soldiers of Ravana were condemned by the curse of Mother Sita, the monkeys were able to kill them simply by throwing stones and trees. There are two kinds of strength. Daiva and Purushakar. Daiva refers to the strength achieved from the transcendence. And Purushakar refers to the strength organized by one's own intelligence and power, physical power. Transcendental power is always superior to the power of the materialist. Depending on the mercy of the Supreme Lord, one must fight one's enemy even though one may not be equipped with modern weapons. Therefore, Krishna instructed Arjuna, Maam anusmara yudhyacha, if you want to gain the spiritual strength, then you remember me and fight. The Devi Shakti is coming from the Supreme Personality of God. Simply by pleasing him to carry out his order, even the incapable. But Arjuna understood the transcendental nature of the relationship between him and the Lord. If monkeys can understand this, they the Rakshasas, the materialists, the scientists cannot understand. What a farce. Think of me and fight. We should fight our enemy to the best of our ability, but for victory we must depend upon the mercy of the Supreme Personality of God. We should always remain or depend upon the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to make our household life work. It is a struggle of the world. It's a fight. It's a war. Maybe cold war. Of differences of opinion, my vision, your wish, the conflict of desires. In that reference, one of the best examples of such idealism of family life is Lord Shiva himself. Even though all the members of his family are of completely different nature, opposing nature, Lord Shiva wants to always situate transcendental. So he chants. Sometimes Parvati is so busy that he doesn't listen. She doesn't listen even to Shiva. You know? She wants to simply become a Benedict King. Whether one is qualified or not qualified, just deliver him, give him, make him happy. My dear Lord, he is worshipping you anyway. Lord Shiva says he doesn't deserve. But still, please, whom are you? Give you some example. But this is just to show the nature. It's a conflicting nature. Ganesh and Kartikeya, they are also different nature, opposing nature. Ganesh is cool guy, easy going. And Kartikeya is so agile. He rides a peacock. Fast, and Ganesh rides on a mouse. Right? When both were told by Prabhu Muni to circumvent the whole creation, who can be doing it faster? Kartikeya said immediately on his peacock. But meanwhile, Ganesh was easy going. He says, okay, Chuha, my dear ones, let's circumvent our parents. So they circumvented Shiva and Parvati. And he came and rested. And Kartikeya came hopping and bumping after some exertion. He said, he didn't get anyone. He's at the same place. Come on, Lalji. And he was thinking that he won the race. Bhagavan says, no, he lost. He did first. So how is it possible? Well, he's a symbol of they are the master, they are the material father and mother of the entire material creation. Ganesh is more intelligent, spiritually intelligent. Kartikeya was not. So you see the difference. But as another set of differences in the other members of the family. Parvati has a lion and Lord Shiva has bull. And bull is a food for lion. Ganesh has mouse and Lord Shiva has snake. Okay. Mouse is food for snake. But Kartikeya And snake is the food for the car. But in any case, any rate, we never heard that there is quarrel, fight, or a mouse is eaten by the snake, or because ate the snake. We never hear. We never hear the conflict. Lord Shiva is so detached, but wrapped in attention on the holy name of the Lord. He may be bestowing so many material benedictions freely, easily, but he doesn't have a house to stay. What to speak of other entities? But the materialists are after Lord Shiva only for material benedictions, and the one who gives material benediction wants to remain detached, whatever he gives, also the life. His purpose is spiritual. So we see in this way the devotees who are learning from the characters of Ramayana, they will try to depend upon the mercy of the Lord rather than the strength of material contrived abilities. On the other behalf, such people who are unable to understand, they fail not only, but they become disgraced for the family. They become disgraced to the family. It is said in text number 15, Sukadeva Goswami say that my Lord, that is the same personality of wholesome is praying to Lord Ramchandra. Therefore say, my Lord, you may use my water as you like. Indeed, you may cross it and go to the abode of Ravana, who is a great source of disturbance and crying for the three worlds. He is the son of Vishrava, but is condemned like urine. Please go kill him and thus regain your wife Sita Devi. O great hero, although my water presents no impediment to your going to Lanka, please construct a bridge over it to spread your transcendental fame. Upon seeing this wonderfully uncommon deed of your lordship, all the great heroes and kings in the future will glorify you. Rama is contained like urine. Why? Because Pitru Tarati di Putra Anyatha Mudra. One who delivers the parents from hell is called Putra. Otherwise, he is a useless, wasted. That is coming out from the body as mutra. So Ram is compared, his character is compared, whatever material promises is compared to be a useless thing. So in this way we touch up the subject matter. And further, in verse number 27, after killing Ravana, Sukadeva Goswami describing Mandodara's plea when Ram is dead. Mandodari, his chest wife, she was also considered to be one of the stalwart in chastity. She is also celebrated. She is crying piteously and addressing the dead husband. "Oh, greatly fortunate one! You came under the influence of lusty desire, and therefore you could not understand the influence of Mother Sita. Now, because of her curse, you have been reduced to this state, having been killed by your Ramchandra. Prabhupada picks up this point in the Bhagavad that not only was Mother Sita powerful, but any woman who follows in the footsteps of Mother Sita can also become similarly powerful. There are many instances in this history of Vedic literature. Whenever we find a description of ideal chaste women, Mother Sita is amongst them. Mandodari, the wife of Ravana, was also very chaste. Similarly, Draupadi was one of the five exalted chaste women. As a man must follow the great personalities like Brahma and Nara, a woman must follow the path of such ideal women as Sita, Mandodari, and Draupadi. By staying chaste and faithful to her husband, a woman reaches, enriches herself with supernatural power. It is a moral principle that one should not be influenced by lusty desires of another sort. In the terms of chastity, chastity is denied by the spiritual process, not the material process. Chastity is rendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But even if Vrinda or Tulsi in her previous life was using the results of her chastity to protect her materialistic husband, this can be granted only up to the level of demigods. And such power created by the chastity, when it is used for material gain, it is for misuse, abuse. Therefore, Lord Narayan has to come and devise a plan to break such useless chastity of Vrinda and deceive her. Simply by accepting another person who may be looking like her husband, thinking of her husband, that's the gist. It is that kind of austere process in material conduct. So, when we see such chastity, when used for material ends to protect her materialistic husband, the purpose of chastity is not fully served. Her husband was victorious all the time against the demigods, until and unless Lord himself took the form of Jalandhar, Vrinda's husband, and dismayed her mind, broke her chest, simply by making her think that he is the real husband. Even so much indirectly, but yet, that mental conception of chastity was broken. And Jalandhar was thus be able to be killed by the demigods. So, these are the extreme situations in which we understand that materially powerful a woman can be, but she cannot protect herself. Prabhupada puts this perfect, however, materially powerful. Therefore, the woman's glory is in exhibiting the chastity in devotional service. She should be chaste, and for the purpose of devotional service, she is following her husband. Her purpose, this very straightforward thing, he said, it was actually impossible for Rama to think of a Sita. The form of Sita taken by Rama was an illusory representation of the Sita, Maya Sita. When Sita was tested in fire, this Maya Sita was burnt and real Sita came out of the fire. A further understanding to be derived from this example is that a woman, however powerful she may be in the material world, must be given protection. For as soon as she is unprotected, she will be exploited by rakshasas like Ravana. Here the words, Videha Raja Duhitri, indicates that before Mother Sita was married to Lord Ramchandra, she was protected by her father, Videha Raja. And when she was married, she was protected by her husband. Therefore, the conclusion is that a woman should always be protected according to the Vedic rules. There is no scope for a woman's being independent. Asamaksham, that is the word used by Sukadeva Goswami. For a woman cannot protect herself independently. So, the chastity principle is being elucidated by Mother Sita and her behavior in order to establish the ideas, in order to help Ramachandra that he never deviated. He never deviated. He made his supporting shaktis and expansions to really in some way and correct the situation. This is the way the idealism is established. Unless and until the husband is Krishna conscious, or retaining Krishna consciousness through the help of his spiritual master, he will fail to establish ideal instruction. Ideal family. It is very much wanted. Because in such a family life, all the purpose of the Varnashram Dharma, especially the Grihastha, will be put. A discipline is a discipline. You cannot play around with the rules and regulations of the discipline, because the rules and regulations are establishing the principle, they protect the principle, and they nurture the principle. So, the aim of the principle is to fructify in perfection. It's not a wishful thinking of some ideology. No. It's a scientific presentation to cultivate a culture for the ultimate goal of human form of life. So in this way we can understand Lord Ramchandra is accepting Eti Patni Vrat. Lord Ramchandra took vow to accept only one wife and have no connection with any other woman. He was a saintly king and Everything in his character was good, untinged by the qualities like anger. He taught good behavior for everyone, especially for the householders in terms of Varnashram Dharma. Thus he taught the general public by his personal activities. See, Srila Prabhupada puts in this purport, Ek Patni Vrata, accepting only one wife, was the glorious example set by Lord Ramchandra. One should not accept more than one wife. In those days, of course, people did marry more than one wife. Even Lord Ramchandra's father accepted more wives than one. But Lord Ramchandra, as an ideal king, accepted only one wife, Mother Sita. When Mother Sita was kidnapped by the Rakshasas, Lord Ramchandra, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, could have married hundreds and thousands of Sitas. But to teach us how faithful he was to his wife, he fought with Ravan and finally killed him. Lord punished Ravan and rescued his wife to instruct men to have only one wife. Lord Ramchandra accepted only one wife and manifested sublime character, thus setting an example for the household. A householder should live according to the ideal of Lord Ramchandra, who showed how to be a perfect person. Being a householder or living with a wife and children is never condemned, provided one lives according to the regulative principles of Varnashram Dharma. Those who live in accordance with these principles, whether as householders, from child or one person, are equally important. Mother Sita was very submissive, faithful, shy and chaste, always understanding the attitude of her husband. Thus by her character in love and service, she completely attracted the mind of the Lord. As Lord Ramchandra was the ideal husband, Mother Sita is the ideal wife. Such a combination makes family very happy. Yadidacharatis Srishta Tatta Evita Rujan. Whatever example the great man sets for people follow. If the kings and leaders of the Brahmanas and teachers would set forth the example we receive from the literature, the entire world would be there. Indeed, there would no longer be hellish condition within this material world. Thus ends the purport of the ninth canto, Bhaktivedanta purport, ninth canto, tenth chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam. So, anybody has any question? I've got a request. There is a question, please explain six avatars, guna, tat, lila, tat, munda. First comes purusha avatars, and the three purushas, Parvadakshaya Vishnu, Shivadakshaya Vishnu, and Garudakshaya Vishnu. They are Lord's incarnation to create material creation, maintain and destroy. Manifestations are there, but the Lord is not affected by any of the activities of material nature, which is conducted through the three modes. Right? So there is Purushavata. Then comes Gunavata, when the population to be increased, all the living entities are supposed to be given their opportunity to fulfill their desire. They have to come under subjugation of the material energy that they want to exploit. But they are covered with the three modes of material nature. So naturally, in Guna Avatar, the Lord is expanding himself as the commander or the controller of the three modes of material nature. For creation purpose, the Lord expands himself as Brahma. For destruction, as Lord Shiva. And for maintaining, he himself takes the charge. So, that is the fourth aspect.
Samadhi. After Brahma is the first Prajapati, he is created by his mental conception and from his body so many great personalities appear to help in populating the whole material cosmic manifestation. 14 Manus are generated during 12 days of Brahma, 12 hours of Brahma, that is called Kalpa, and 14 Manus are also the expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, therefore they are called Manvantara Avataras. They establish the laws for humanity, how to conduct themselves in proper perspective to so the human being can achieve the desired goal of life. So they are Manvantara Avataras. There are lila avatars where the Lord performs this wonderful pastimes, like Lord Ramchandra. The Lord comes Himself as He is, Supreme Personality God and Lord Krishna. Both are called lila avatars, where wonderful lilas or activities which are of superhuman nature. They are called lila avatars. This category is not applied to everyone, because sometimes the Lord empowers other living entities, and such empowerment is called Shakti Avesh Avatar. If the Lord's energy is empowering a person to do some uncommon activities. Like Srila Prabhupada is also considered to be the Shakti Avesh Avatar. Means Lord Krishna empowered him with his spiritual energy, and he exhibited within the span of 11 years at such an advanced age of life, from the year 70 till he left this mortal world in about when he was 82. Right? So in the 11 years, he exhibited some uncommon energy to create so much, so many pieces of literature translated, traveled the globe 14 times, initiated over 10,000 disciples, instructed them in about 7,000 letters, and gave how many, about over 3,000 to 5,000 lectures, trained, you know, people, his followers, right from the toilet to kitchen. Every kind of training was given by the instructions. Prabhupada personally, you know, slept only 4 hours, and he showed the exuberant energy that would put even young men in a shape. Generally, at the age of 70, people retire and sit in the armchair to pass their life using. But Srila Prabhupada was so much exuberant, filled with energy and enthusiasm. So how many avatars have been described? Already? Six? Purushavataras, Guravataras, Manvantaravataras, Lilavataras, Shakti Avesh Avataras, or Sananda. I did say. So yuga avatars are manifestations of the Lord in every millennium. Generally, scheduled incarnations fall into that category because they come in every millennium. Unscheduled incarnations like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to establish the process of Sankirtan for purification, which is not described in other ages, has come in this particular age of Kali. That is chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, that is the incarnation of the Lord appearing to establish the process of Yuga Dasa. Let's Yuga Dasa. So, thank you very much. So tomorrow we will touch upon the rule of Lord Ramachandra.
Hare Krishna.
Can you say